AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They left their baby with his mother, then dressed for battle, opened fire on his co-workers at a holiday party, killing 14 and injuring 17. Now authorities are trying to figure out why 28-year-old Syed Farouk and his wife or fiancé, 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik, shot up the party in San Bernardino, California, using rifles so powerful they could pierce police officers' protective vests. San Bernardino County Police Chief Jared Burguan.
Both suspects were armed with what was essentially a .223 caliber assault rifle. One was called a DPMS model A15. The other was a Smith & Wesson MMP-15 model. And then both suspects also were armed with semi-automatic handguns.
Farouk's brother-in-law says he is stunned and doesn't understand why this happened.
The condolences to, you know, the people who lost their life. I am very sad that, you know, people lost their life and there's victims out there. I wish speed recovery to them. And again, I am in shock that something like this could happen.
New House Speaker Paul Ryan told CBS this morning.
This is just a horrible event. I mean, my stomach turns like any American when they see this kind of violence. And you can't help but watch this on TV and yell at the TV and say, what can we do to prevent this from happening?
Speaker Ryan says, although we don't know yet why this couple opened fire, he says the nation must figure out how to deal with what he called homegrown jihadists and what to do about mentally ill people who get their hands on guns. Hungary says Salah Abdeslam, an on-the-run suspect in the Paris terror attacks, was in a Budapest train station in September before the attacks and left with travelers amid a wave of immigrants trying to enter Europe. This is AP Radio News. The head of the Federal Reserve is signaling interest rates could go up this month. Jerry Bodlander's in Washington with this.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Janet Yellen says the economy continues to improve. But she also says policymakers will take into account a variety of economic data, including tomorrow's report on unemployment, before making a final decision. Yellen also says one rate hike doesn't mean that others will automatically follow.
The first step does not mean that we've embarked on some predetermined path of regular moves.
Yellen goes before the Congressional Joint Economic Committee this morning, where she is sure to be asked more about the Fed's plans. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
More of us applied for unemployment last week, but experts say so few that levels are near historic lows. They say this points to an overall healthy job market. The Dow is down 34 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.